Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 193 of CJ Evolution. Patrick here, host and creator of the show. Whatever you were doing, wherever you were at, thank you for tuning in. Without your support, we would not continue to grow. Special thanks to all the brave men and women out there serving in the criminal justice field. We would not have this great country if it wasn't for your sacrifice and your continuing protection. So thank you so much for the fantastic work. You hear a lot of press out there, a lot of bad press, a lot of negativity sometimes about law enforcement. Ignore it. You are doing a fantastic job. You have much support. You know, I love meditation. I've talked about that a lot during podcasts. I've talked about it with guests we've had on the show. And there's so many great quotes out there regarding meditation. But one of them I read today, I thought was pretty good, was meditation means dissolving the invisible walls that unawareness has built. Again, there's so many benefits to meditation. I want to talk about 12 science-based benefits of meditation. The popularity of meditation is increasing as more people discover its benefits. And we've talked about, there's a reason why the U.S. military and professional sports teams engage in some type of mindfulness or meditation practice. You can use it to increase your awareness of yourself and your surroundings. Many people think of it as a way to reduce stress and develop concentration. We don't have any stress in this job, right? In law enforcement and criminal justice, that was a joke. People also use the practice to develop other beneficial habits and feelings, such as positive mood and outlook, self-discipline, healthy sleep patterns, and even increased pain tolerance. I want to talk about 12 science-based benefits of meditation. Number one, reduce stress. Stress reduction is one of the most common reasons why people try to meditate. One study, including over 3,500 adults, showed that it lives up to its reputation for stress reduction. Normally, mental and physical stress can cause increased levels of stress, the stress hormone cortisol. If you look around, I'm looking at my belly right now. I'm in somewhat good shape, but I could use a few pounds around the midsection. That is probably stress-related just due to my job. And again, that's what's causing probably the pounds to increase a little bit in that area. This produces many of the harmful effects, such as stress, cortisol does, such as the release of inflammation, promoting chemicals called cytokines. I hope I pronounced that right. These effects can disrupt sleep, promote depression and anxiety, increase blood pressure, and contribute to fatigue and cloudy thinking. In an 88-week study, a meditation called the mindfulness meditation reduced the inflammation response caused by stress. Another study in nearly 1,300 adults demonstrated that meditation may decrease stress. Notably, this effect was strongest in individuals with the highest levels of stress. But again, remember, you're only going to get out of it what you put into it. Research has shown that meditation may also improve symptoms of stress-related conditions, you know, including a variety of things that we probably deal with in law enforcement, criminal justice, you know, PTSD and some other things. Number two, it controls anxiety. Less stress translates to less anxiety. For example, an 8-week study of mindfulness meditation helped participants reduce their anxiety. It also reduced symptoms of anxiety disorders such as phobias, social anxiety, paranoid thoughts, obsessive compulsive behaviors, and panic attacks. Another study showed that up to 18 volunteers, 3 years after they had completed an 8-week meditation program, most volunteers had continued practicing regular meditation and maintained lower anxiety levels over the long term. Meditation may also help control job-related anxiety, hint, hint, in high-pressure work environments. One study found that a meditation program reduced anxiety in a group of nurses. Again, another stressful profession. Thank you for all the nurses out there. Law enforcement's no different. That's why you need, if you're suffering from stress, remember there's good stress, you know, such as eustress, that if you're out working out hard or, you know, lifting weights, throwing around weights at the gym, that's good stress. That's good for your body. But again, we also know that there's harmful stress out there. And again, meditation can help you with that. Number three, promotes emotional health. Some forms of meditation can also lead to an improved self-image and more positive outlook on life. Two studies on mindfulness meditation found decreased depression in over 4,600 adults. Another controlled study compared electrical activity between the brains of people who practiced mindfulness meditation and the brains of others who did not. Those who meditated showed measurable changes in activity in areas related to positive thinking and optimism. Number four, enhance self-awareness. Some forms of meditation may help you develop a stronger understanding of yourself, helping you grow into your best self. When I meditate, I'm also self-reflecting, obviously. I'm looking at the things I'm grateful for. Self-reflection. For example, self-inquiry, like I just said, explicitly aims to help you develop a greater understanding of yourself and how you relate to those around you. Experience in meditation may cultivate more creative problem-solving, too. Number five, lengthens attention span. Focused attention meditation is like weightlifting for your attention span. It helps you increase your strength and endurance of your attention. Even meditating for a short period may benefit you. One study found that 4 days of practicing meditation may be enough to increase your attention span. Number six, may reduce age-related memory loss. Improvements in attention and clarity of thinking may help you keep your mind young. One person found meditation that combines a mantra or chant with repetitive motion of fingers to focus thoughts improved her ability. It improved her abilities to perform memory tasks in multiple studies of age-related memory loss that she was involved in. In addition to fighting normal age-related memory loss, meditation can at least partially improve memory in patients with dementia, which is amazing. It can also help control stress and improve coping in those caring for family members with dementia. Number seven, can generate kindness. Something we all could probably use. Some types of meditation may particularly increase positive feelings and actions toward yourself and others. Through practice, people learn to extend this kindness and forgiveness externally, first to friends, then acquaintances, and ultimately enemies. These benefits also appear to cultivate over time with the practice of loving kindness meditation. Number eight, may help fight addictions. The mental discipline you can develop through meditation may help you break dependencies by increasing your self-control and awareness of triggers for addictive behaviors. Remember, it's self-reflection. You know, the more you self-reflect and realize you're acting a certain way or you're thinking a certain way, maybe that can help that addiction. Meditation may also help you control food cravings. A review of 14 studies found mindfulness meditation helped participants reduce emotional and binge eating. Number 10, it can improve your sleep. I know this firsthand. Nearly half of the population will struggle with insomnia at some point. One study compared two mindfulness-based meditation programs by randomly assigning participants to one of two groups. One group practiced meditation while the other didn't. Participants who meditated fell asleep sooner and stayed asleep longer compared to those who didn't meditate. Becoming skilled in meditation may help you control or reduce the racing or runaway thoughts that often leads to insomnia. Number 10, helps control pain. Your perception of pain is connected to your state of mind, and it can be elevated in stressful conditions. One study, once again, found useful functional MRI techniques to observe brain activity as participants experience a painful stimulus. Some participants had gone through 4 days of mindfulness meditation, while others had not. The meditating patients showed increased activity in brain centers known to control pain. They also reported less sensitivity to pain than the other group. In each of these scenarios, meditators and non-meditators experienced the same causes of pain, but meditators showed a greater ability to cope with pain and even experienced a reduced sensation of pain. Number 11, can decrease blood pressure. Meditation can also improve physical health by reducing stress on the heart. Over time, high blood pressure makes your heart work harder to pump blood. We all know that, which can lead to poor heart function. High blood pressure can also contributes to a variety of health problems, narrowing of the arteries, which can lead to heart attack and strokes. A study of 996 volunteers found that when they meditated by concentrating on a silent mantra, a repeated non-vocalized word, reduced blood pressure by about 5 points on average occurred. This was more effective among older volunteers and those who had high blood pressure prior to the study. In part, meditation appears to control blood pressure by relaxing the nerve signals that coordinate heart function, tension in the blood vessels, and the fight or flight response that increased alertness in stressful situations. And number 12, you can meditate anywhere. People practice many forms of meditation, most of which don't realize specialized or require specialized equipment or space. You can practice with just a few minutes daily. There are two major styles of meditation: focused attention meditation. This concentrates attention on a single object, sound, you know, or visualization. It emphasizes ridding your mind of attention and distraction. Meditation may focus on breathing, a mantra, or calmed voice. The other is open monitoring meditation. This encourages broadened awareness of all aspects of your environment, train of thought, and sense of self. It may include becoming aware of your thoughts, feelings, or impulses that you might normally try to suppress. The bottom line, meditation is something everyone can do to improve their mental and emotional health. Like I said, I'm a huge fan of meditation. There's plenty of apps out there that you can research. You don't have to spend hours on end meditating. Sometimes a few minutes a day can benefit you greatly. You can do it anywhere. Again, without specialized equipment or memberships. Alternatively, meditation courses and support groups are widely available, so there's no excuse. There's a great variety of styles too, each with your different strengths and weaknesses. So research. There's so many of them out there. Trying out a style of meditation suited to your goals is a great way to improve your quality of life, even if you only have a few minutes to do it each day. We're all busy. We all have things going on in our lives, but you can find time to meditate, and like I said, it could save your life. So with that, folks, I hope everybody is doing fantastic. A lot of great guests coming up fairly soon to keep the show going. Thank you all again for the continued support. If you head over to cjevolution.com, rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. Until the next time, folks, take care and be safe.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.